long time coming again. The band is back together again. Sorry, I'm just so emotional right now. Crazy year, crazy time. And somehow all of us dumbasses are still here doing the things that we've been doing for the past 2.5 years. And here we are once again coming at you. Night Shift Bandits. We're punching the clock once again. And we have someone we haven't been with us in a while. Why don't we all go ahead and introduce ourselves today?
It's me, Professor Zach. How's it going, everybody?
Master Honor, Thomas. Welcome.
Bri, the cool guy, coming at you again.
Long time coming, Joe the Joker.
What up, Joe? It's been a while.
It's been too long, man. It's been a year.
Yeah. I have to just put faces within voices and hit Zach. To pick on me all day.
He do. It'd be hilarious.
He does.
I'll be instigating sometimes too.
He does be instigating sometimes.
Yeah, like I low key, I got some perfect trash talk for you later.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Check out the stream for that.
I hope it ain't about the whole Itachi and Madara thing. Cause, I mean, that would have been a fight that you
had. I still think Madara would.
Yeah, Madara would wear Itachi for a scarf. I'm sorry. But now, see, not to say that Itachi wouldn't go out swinging.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But see, another fight that needs to happen is Rita versus the Power Rangers. No, Robo-Rita versus the Power Rangers.
And that fight, I actually have seen that fight. It came out this past Wednesday on Netflix, actually.
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting fight.
I've been hearing about it.
Yeah, it's... What was it, Power Rangers Once and Always?
Yes. It's kind of like, you know, Turtles Forever.
It's...
Except not really.
More nostalgia fuel.
It is.
Which is, quite frankly, something I'm kind of getting tired of. Like, don't get me wrong, it's nice to see it all. Nice to re-experience it all. Nice to be able to reminisce on better times for ourselves. But, at the same time, like, I'm craving something new, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like I've been through my nostalgia phase just earlier, because I went through it in college in the early 2010s.
Yeah, I had mine back when Ninja Turtles made its resurgence in the 2010s. Yeah. And that was a great nostalgia phase. That was...
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
It was fantastic.
That was primo.
And even on occasion, I'll look up some openings to a few cartoons, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm past that nostalgia phase. So, yeah. When everyone else is having their nostalgia phase now... I'm a little, like, repulsed by it. Not, like, repulsed in a bad, like, I don't have a need to see it.
It's more like, yeah, there's some nostalgic stuff happening. Cool. Go have fun with that, people who need to go and do that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go watch something else.
Yeah, and yeah. Eventually I'll watch it.
Yeah. I didn't see this this Power Rangers Once and Forever as nostalgic. Well,
it
as
was.
Nostalgia-based? It was.
It was.
It most definitely was, but how I chose to take it was... This is a story that's continuing on from back when I was a kid. I'm really just checking back in with some people.
Which
I
was too.
Yeah, which still kind of nostalgic, but it's more like, hey, I want to see where the story goes next.
I honestly just prefer the comic at this point. Not going to lie.
I understand that.
I understand that.
And the comic did a lot of cool groundbreaking stuff. They really pushed the original story in a really cool cool direction.
All I have to say is Draken.
Draken, yeah. The Omega Rangers, all of them were cool.
The second Green Ranger I heard was pretty good. I kind of stopped reading after Draken, but I want to get back into it.
Understood. And the comics just left a lasting impression, I think, on the culture as well. Because there's a reason why everyone knows Lord Draken. You know, there's a reason why everyone read, like,
they marketed him well.
They did.
They did. They're like, hey.
They even had Tommy older and evil.
Like
rest in peace, Jason David Frank, when he did that one last little ad when he actually like played as a live action Lord Draken.
Yeah. And he was also I think they finished shooting his scenes before he died. Legend of the White Dragon.
I think they might have. I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it.
Yeah, I haven't looked into it in a while since the Kickstarter, the second Kickstarter that happened. And I think they were shooting it for a minute, but I don't know if they got into all the scenes. If they did, that would be a great, like, goodbye to Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
Especially if it pays homage to who he was.
It would give a similar feel to, like, how they did Bruce Lee's Game of Death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and I was expecting to see him actually in Power Rangers in the Netflix special, but we heard his voice, we saw his Green Ranger suit.
Yeah.
But we didn't see him, because I could have sworn he was going to be in it, because he's the type that he'll play a Power Ranger, and he's mainly doing it for the fans.
Yeah, he loved to do that. Like, he loved his fans. When I met him, he was even like, oh, dude, don't worry about it. You bumped into me, and you know who I am, and you were a fan of Power Rangers. Let's talk. Oh, you like martial arts, too? Yeah, let's keep going and have more conversation. And that's what it was. I talked to him for like 15 minutes at C2E2 a few years ago, whenever he was there. And that's the type of person he was. So, yeah, he would totally go here and play himself again and be like, hey, this is us in the future. Okay, I'm still a ranger. All right, cool. He would have did it. It would have been great. Everyone would have loved it.
Yeah, everyone would have loved it. It's
for sure.
Well, I don't know. Like, I know there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, like payment issues and all of that, but we're not going to focus
on that. We're not addressing that. We're strictly talking about the story of the video that's on Netflix.
Power Rangers Once and Forever.
Yes.
So wait, do it...
Once and Always,
my bad.
Do it continue from the point where... from the Machine Army and...
Hold on, wait, do we...
Okay, so
wait, hold on. Do we need to say spoilers for Power Rangers episode?
Do I like at this
spoilers
point,
for
man,
a Power Rangers episode?
Do we need to say that?
No. I'm just.
It's,
I mean,
Power Rangers, dude. Like
the last scene, not from this, but from a long time ago, before everything went, you know, Zeo and everything else.
Okay.
This is where I'm at from a long time ago.
Uh huh.
We know that. What was his name? Emperor Gear or
that? Oh, right, I remember that. Okay, so everything that you're thinking of, take all the other Power Rangers stuff that has come since then, that happened. This is just happening simultaneously somewhere around now.
Because they do reference other Power Rangers from other generations.
Yep.
It does take the continuity. What was that, from space?
Yeah, they took the space continuity and kept that with Adam and Aisha being in space.
Yes.
Which, that was lovely seeing both of them again.
I mean, Johnny Youngbosch was going to come back, but not as a ranger because he's expensive now.
Yeah.
He's expensive now.
because of all of his voice talents. Like, bro is killing it in the voice.
Fucking Ichigo Kurosaki, everybody.
Rash the Stampede. There's more.
I'm sorry. When I was watching it, I saw all his characters. I saw everyone.
I'm not the only one.
I saw Adachi from Persona 4. Mm-hmm. I saw Yu also from Persona 4 because they're both voiced by him. Except Adachi just sounds like a meaner version of Johnny Youngbosch.
Yeah.
And somehow I just love, that's the favorite role anyway. But, and then Bash the Stampede. I heard Ichigo everywhere.
All the time. I was waiting for him to say, Getsuga Tensho!
I looked over and said, Lelouch? Oh no.
Oh, right!
Johnny Youngbosch.
I'm surprised he didn't have a slice of pizza from Pizza Hut. They're not sponsoring this, by the way. Although.
Don't say pizza to me right now.
Oh, I don't want any either.
Why not?
I've had way too much.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I had Pizza Hut last night, and it's like, it was undercooked and not even cut properly.
I am glad I said that we are not sponsored by them now.
like you can't even cut your fucking peaches properly. Like, why the fuck did I spend all that money on you?
Pizza Hut is one of those places where...
Like, I'd rather do Domino's.
No, Domino's gotten way better.
No. I know that. Domino's is also much better now.
But Pizza Hut, I thought they were shut down.
I won't say it. I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're still around. Because all the ones I know are gone.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. You don't really hear about Pizza Hut anymore. I remember when I was a kid, that was my favorite. Stuffed crust all the way, everybody.
I don't care about the sit-down Pizza Huts anymore. They're all, like, an express one.
Well, that's like, every pizza. Like, name this. A pizza place now.
Like Cooney's.
I'm literally thinking Home Run Inn.
You can sit down there.
Home Run Inn.
Yep.
I need to do Home Run Inn, because I've only done Baracos. Frozen shit.
Then there's also,
Then again, there's Jets.
Jets, yeah.
Yeah. You have, so, I love Jets. Jets is my all-time favorite right now.
The point is,
yeah,
you know where we're at. Pizza's everywhere.
Yeah. Like, so we have tons of it. But yeah. Going back to Power Rangers.
Spoilers, I guess.
No, I've been said that. right when we said that, well, should we say spoilers? I just went ahead and said it.
No, I say it. I'm just saying that because it's ridiculous to say spoilers.
Yeah, it is very ridiculous to say spoilers in a Power Rangers thing. You know the Power Rangers are going to win. Except for that whole thing when Tommy came around, and that was a rough week for the Rangers. But
was that a rough week?
That was a rough week.
Is that what we're gonna call it?
I watched.
We're not gonna call it a massacre.
Seeing one man literally wipe the floor with them every fucking episode.
Every episode, no help.
Was it like a 3-part episode?
Yeah, it was a 4-parter.
Green with evil, everybody. Of
Ender that was on that Friday. That was like an hour long.
Yeah.
It was a hell week for the Rangers. But yeah,
I still got some in.
Yeah, they were having some cracking, everybody.
Yeah, we got some libations.
Yep.
Cracking the drink of the Night Shift Bandits.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Unofficial, but we would like to talk to you about that.
Yeah, sponsor us. We'll literally make Kraken commercials.
Oh, absolutely.
We can do that easy.
That's cake. I did a commercial for us.
Even though I prefer octopus.
You know,
well, to be fair,
the tentacles are much tender.
But it is an octopus.
So it's not even a real... Oh, no, put that down.
Okay. Back to Power Rangers.
Yes, back to
once and always.
So, okay, how did you feel about it? How do you feel about Billy and Zach pretty much being the stars of the show?
Honestly, I think that since they didn't get Jason back and they couldn't get Tommy back, yeah, they're the next leaders.
Then again, I think Billy being taking a leadership role was just a long time coming.
I think actually that's both true. Of them. You want to? Okay, so this is what I really think about it. I think that they've been on that same team for so long that it doesn't matter who's the leader.
Yeah.
Whoever was there in the situation first takes command.
I mean, look at where Billy was to where he got towards the end. He finally was able to stand toe-to-toe with everybody because he was trained by Jason from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach
was always kind of the all-rounder of the group.
I feel like Zach wasn't an all-rounder. I don't think he has as much stamina as the others, but his power and speed.
I would say he does have the stamina because I mean he's you need a lot of stamina.
I really do.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because of Hip Hop Keto.
Yeah,
which they do bring back as a reference, which I love that.
And like for me, with like especially again, I gotta go back to the comic because like we see Zach, he's clearly just the social butterfly of the group.
He's always been like that.
Yeah, he's always been the social guy. He's always been the outgoing guy who's willing to try new things. He's always been doing different things. And he's always been able to keep up.
He was the only Ranger that I knew that actually pursued someone like in a relationship outside of the Rangers.
And like also going to Adam, because like as a Black Ranger, Adam was the Boy Scout.
Absolutely.
Like he was the guy who followed orders and did everything the right way, and he could also go pound for pound with the OG Rangers.
Yeah.
I still think Zach was a far more, I guess much more unique than any other Black Ranger that I've seen.
So for Zach being in a leadership role, I think it's natural for him.
Yes.
He has
more than enough experience.
See, yes. Like I said, and he's a senator. So
yeah.
it made sense for him to be in a leadership role.
Like every Power Ranger, like the OGs, can be their own leader. Like there's a reason why, you know, Tommy.
Adam made a comeback in a later series, Overdrive. Yep.
Yeah.
Like he came back as an OG and became and entered himself into something of a leadership role.
Yeah,
multiple times. He trained later generations.
Like every Power Ranger that has come back, especially when it came from like those earlier series, mm-hmm. have always came back as a mentor,
yeah.
or OG. And when you see them actually morph, especially if they morph to their old forms, mm-hmm. it's like the most badass thing.
Yeah, I think what they did, aside from just updating the graphics because they got to, mm-hmm. The morphing scene isn't just like what it was back then. It's a little bit different because now they are a little bit older. They say it differently now. They might want to have something changed in the background or something. I don't know.
But still saying Tyrannosaurus when that popped up.
When they said it's morphin' time, I was like, master the... Oh, they didn't do it yet.
No.
So, trying to think. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Like, shout outs to all the other mentors in other series.
Yeah.
Although my favorite is still RJ.
He's the Jungle Fury.
Yeah. Purple Ranger.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the badass one in
Battle for the Grid. Yeah.
I like that. Him in that freaking badass Muay Thai style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, even though I don't watch the current series, it's still pretty cool to see the designs.
Yeah,
like Jungle Fury had some of my favorite designs. Like, not even gonna lie.
That's where Daishi's from, right?
Yeah.
Daishi's cool as hell.
Dude, Daishi.
Yeah, I haven't seen most of those
cool-ass villain
ones either, but yeah. I think that they would be pretty interesting to, like, go back to now after seeing, like, I think the most recent series that I've seen was SPD and nothing else after that. So, seeing what they did from there, but also SPD was, like, me coming back from a break. Right. From in space.
Like,
which one was the one before Mystic Force? Was that Dino Thunder?
Dino Thunder.
Yeah, Dino Thunder. Then you had
I thought there was one after that.
No, yeah, Samurai was much more recent.
Yeah. No, Samurai. No, was it? I think you're, no, not Ninja Storm.
Ninja Storm was
before Dino Thunder, and then there was Mystic Force.
Right.
And there was Overdrive, I think.
Yeah, like I said, I hadn't watched anything. Like my Power Ranger history is when it started all the way up until Space. A little bit of the one after Space, which I think was Galactic Fury.
Lost Galaxy.
So I watched a little bit of Lost Galaxy, lost interest in that. I was going into high school and was just like, whatever.
Lost Galaxy, and then...
But when did Time
Force... When did Time Force...
It was SPD.
No, Time Force came SPD? Before, after... No, yes. Lost Galaxy, okay. Time Force...
Well, I got the list right here.
No, wait.
He's got the list. So
I got the list right here. So, to address my question, it was SPD that was before Mystic Force. That's where I stopped. And SPD was pretty cool.
Yeah,
SPD was dope.
The intro was kind of sweet.
So you had Space.
Man, Doggy Kruger. I don't need to... Doggy Kruger.
Doggy Kruger was the reason to stay.
Yeah.
He was the reason to stay.
Shadow Ranger. That's all I need to say. And I loved all... I did love the design of SPD.
Yeah, like, the actual Rangers, I don't remember any of their names. They were all pretty cool. They were interesting. The Blue Ranger was kind of annoying at first, but that's what his character arc was. He turned out to be a really cool dude. They were much better than the A-Team, in my opinion, once we saw the A-Team.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's where I, like, ended my whole Power Rangers stint and was just like, yeah, I'll get back to it eventually.
And, I mean, that's where I fell off. Like, there was no reason. I guess I was getting older, transitioning and all that. And I'm I'm good with Power Rangers for right now.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, Space Galaxy, then it was Lightspeed Rescue, then Time Force, then Wild Force, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then Disney took it over, it ended at Jungle Fury and RPM. The RPM, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
RPM is great, because it's dark.
Yeah.
No, see, that's what I want, it is a dark Power Rangers story. So,
as dark as a kid show could get.
Hmm.
I mean, if you've seen anything from, like, Static Shock or those cartoons back in my days, they got pretty dark.
I do want to watch Power Rangers Megaforce, because isn't that the one where they take forms from other Power Rangers of the past?
Yeah, I do want to watch that one, too. I do want to check that one out. Very interesting, because of how they do that. Like, you can have the powers of another ranger from the past mixed with other ranger team. Like, you can have a whole ranger team that's each individual color, but a different ranger team.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that boggles my mind. And then they can switch in the middle of battle, like, from what they need, what powers they need.
I probably had, like, badass.
Oh, yeah, so SPD actually was before Mystic Force.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do remember that. Okay.
Well, I was from Mighty Warping all the way to Zeo, and that was it.
I kinda, that's fine. I ended it after Dino Thunder, to be honest.
Yeah, so you ended it where I ended it, SPD.
No, I didn't.
Oh, so you didn't watch
it? I didn't watch SPD. I didn't go back to SPD until much later in my life.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, yeah, damn, we all ended on SPD.
SPD. Okay, maybe we should do a review of SPD. We should watch SPD.
We should watch all. I should've. Let's do a review of all of our favorite series.
That works.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch Mystic Force. See, I should have watched Mystic Force. Because there was a girl on there, a brunette with purple hair, that I had a crush on.
I got a crush on her, too.
Yeah. She was like, I should have watched that, but I didn't. Just for her.
She's kind of like, cute.
Yeah,
she's
cute.
Cat Max is pretty hot.
But I'm back to Once and Always. But yeah, no, I did like the story. You know, they did pay homage.
They definitely paid homage to two of our fallen rangers.
Yes.
Trini and Tommy. That was later on. But
rest in power.
For Trini, they gave an in-universe reason of why she's not there.
Yeah.
And it is a good in-universe reason.
It is.
Because Robo Rita kills her.
Yeah, Robo Rita kills her, but she's trying to save Billy.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
See? It is a very good reason why she isn't there. She's been there the whole time. She has a kid.
Like, yep. I think, like, the last fucking time I ever saw, I forget her real name. I know she's Vietnamese, which only makes it harder. Tuy Tran, that's it. I remember the last time I ever saw her in any kind of production was that one scene when she played the role of the girlfriend in the second Guyver movie.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Fucking David Hayter, everybody.
Yeah, the voice of Solid Snake himself.
Last time I saw her was in the Crow movie.
See,
I forgot she was in a Crow movie too.
She was in the Crow movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She was the chick.
Yep. She was in a Crow movie. I forgot about that.
Totally forgot that. So that was her.
Yep. That's another reason why I love the Crow.
God damn it, Brandon Lee.
Hey, that wasn't his fault.
It wasn't his fault.
That wasn't his fault. Don't blame Brandon Lee.
No, I'm saying, like, why are they not here?
Somebody hated his father. And other one was just a car accident. I can't really give another explanation for that.
Anyway.
But yeah, so going with the story, that's how it starts with Robo Rita killing Trini. Then they have to tell Trini's daughter.
Yeah.
Which
she learned in like the worst way you could learn.
By walking in on an argument on how to break the news to someone about the worst news of their life.
And then you come in on the end part like, we can't tell her that her mother died. Walks in, hey,
like, no, we gotta tell her mother was killed by Rita Repulsa.
What?
my mom was killed by Rita? Okay, so she was just like out somewhere? No, your mom was also a Power Ranger. Imagine being 15 and being told that.
Imagine telling a teenager with attitude that their mom was a Power
Ranger. Get out of my head.
I think we were all thinking that.
You gotta pay rent. No rent. No, you don't live rent free in our head, Zach. Pay up.
I might as well say no.
You gotta pay the gas separate.
Look.
Everywhere in this fucking city.
I'll be that guy to tell everyone.
Charlie, say I know you hear me on this.
What everyone's thinking, I'll be that guy. Just put it out there.
I didn't invite you in here, man.
Look.
This is no man's land. No one is
invited. Yeah. Like, man.
But look, it was obvious. We're not
going to. It was very obvious.
Guys, just.
Just came in, fixed the plate, and left.
I'm trying to avoid those things. Look at him just diving right in.
No. I talked to one person to pretend like I'm not just here to get a plate in your head.
Put the food back.
I mean, do you want the food back? I ate it already.
No. Oh,
get the fuck out.
fine because I only came here for one plate.
Good. No more burgers. No leftovers for you.
No more burgers. No more mindful burgers anyway.
Hey, Joe. We still good though, right?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah. Of course we all good.
You ain't taking a trip. It's like...
Fucking...
Yeah.
Fucking... Like a keto kid over here.
You just get drunk, 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 the keto rabbit.
It's carbs in there. Okay, okay. All right, okay, so man. Back to the Power Rangers.
But yeah, the Power Rangers, bro. Okay.
You were saying about...
No, I was going to say my disappointment in not seeing Johnny Young Bosch transform.
Okay. I did have disappointment in that, but...
He's expensive now.
He's expensive now, and that was overcome by Steve Cardenas' performance. He was just like... I'm here for a paycheck and it's just crack wise. I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't care.
To be honest with you, I'd be the same way.
I would too.
This is like, and I was talking to someone about this the other day. Like, you money, have money. Those jobs where you're still making money, but it's the fun one.
Yeah.
That's what it was for him.
Exactly. And it was like, yo, I like that you can be in this role and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're probably like a firefighter in the series. And... You get called away to do ranger work. You're a firefighter.
Shout out to Carter Grayson, everybody. Mm. Because, you know, my parents were firefighters, and, like, I always saw the Red Rangers, probably one of the coolest Red Rangers.
Oh, yeah, one
because,
of my...
Because, again, my parents were fire department, and Carter Grayson's a firefighter.
Yeah, one of my cousins is a Red Ranger. Fire department, too, so...
Shout out to Chicago Fire Department, everybody. Yep. And Chicago Fire. Why not shout them out, too?
And since we're saluting such people... My brother's in the Navy, so he's kicking ass right now.
Hey, I got a friend who was my friend last week, Rob. He's U.S. Navy vet. Nice. Shout out.
U.S. Navy, everybody. And I find it fitting we're drinking rum right now.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
So, what did you all think of...
Those action figures? They were great.
Okay, because I was seriously wondering, like, bro, where did they get these action figures from? They were kind of really detailed. Were they like one of a kind? Or
because when she was getting,
we get those?
When she was getting her Power Rangers ready for her machine, because she's what? I guess you could say she's taking energy from the grid to power her time machine.
I want to go through this. Okay, so what Rita is doing exactly, from what I can tell, is that she is siphoning off their energies from the grid while trying to establish her own connection with it so she won't need them anymore. Essentially just draining them of all of their essence, killing them while gaining power. It's a great plan.
Well, I thought that was for her time machine.
Wait, would that kill them though, or would it just take away their power completely?
I mean, she did it to Tommy.
She did?
Yeah.
She did it to Tommy, and Lil Zed did the same shit.
Yeah. Good plan. It's just, you know that they know how to beat you.
Because the grid, you could think of the Morphin Grid, I guess, as the Speed Force.
Kind of.
Yes.
Like, kind of like the Speed Force, but not really like the Speed Force.
Well, it's not exactly like the Speed Force, but what I'm saying is that it's literally just a dimension of energy that's just siphoned off by people who know how to access it with various methods.
I don't see it as a dimension that you could just siphon off energy from. I think it's a entire dimension that your body is a portal for, and that's how you get your powers.
Like, you literally just said the same thing.
Like,
you literally just said the same thing.
I didn't realize that was the same
thing. Like, okay. I was thinking of Magneto for some reason.
Wait, what?
I was thinking of Magneto for some reason because, like, he literally is able to manipulate the Earth's magnetic field at will. At his peak.
That's how Ultimatum happened. If you don't know Ultimatum, go read Ultimate Comics.
And, like... Ultimatum. And I remember, for some of you who may not, I know you guys probably don't remember, but I was working on my own tokusatsu comic for a while, or writing a script for one, I should say. I would never attempt to draw it, Jesus Christ. I'd fucking break my own neck if I tried that shit. But, you know, and again, my thing was that there was this strange bioelectric energy field within the Earth's magnetic field that the main character gets his suit powered by, or at least they siphon a small piece from that energy grid and it gives him his power. Because RPM actually described this very well with Dr. K. She clearly said that the morphic grid is some strange invisible layer of bioelectric energy that surrounds the planet.
It's chi.
Yes.
Okay.
Because fucking Tokusatsu, because Japan.
I mean, of course, it's going to be some Asia, form of energy.
Because yeah. China.
I knew it was going to be some form of energy, but
China.
Just saying that, you just say, yeah.
Where do you think the philosophy of the phenomenon of chi comes from, Mr. Smarty Pants? Mr. I bench 200.
Hey,
Mr.
I just like when Trump says China, so I always say China like that. I wasn't.
Fuck Trump. Wow.
I know, but wow. It's funny the way he says China.
Fuck Biden. Wow. Fuck all of them.
I don't want to.
Some of them.
No.
Some of them.
No.
Johnson?
Some of them.
Anyway, back to. So, okay. I know we're all over the place right now.
Yeah.
Literally.
We're having fun.
But when they attack the smoothie bar.
Okay. No. This is one of the things that I did want to go into.
Okay.
Because that was one of my favorite scenes.
Mine too.
Okay. So, I want to say this. I want to describe
Wait, wait, wait. They actually finally decided to attack their act, the place they hang out at all the fucking time.
Yes. Yes. Rita decided to go ahead and attack. Hey, they used to hang out here. Let's just go ahead and attack it.
But they find out very quickly why it was a bad idea.
They do. They do find out very quickly. So, how it starts is, putties are attacking.
Yeah.
Min, that's Trini's daughter. She comes in, starts kicking ass on all these putties. And then, once she gets everybody out... Yes.
Yes, so they literally sound like angry turkeys, yes.
All the angry turkeys in the world. So... Once she gets there and gets all the other people out, you know, attacks a couple of them, she's in this room full of, like, 20 putties, right? Talking mad shit. Like, yo, all right, I got something for y'all. Pulls out her mom's morpher. Sabertooth tiger.
What the fuck?
Exactly what happened to me happened to her. So she starts getting jumped by 20 putties. They're just wrecking her. And they do the putty thing where they get her cornered and they're just like all menacingly around her. And Zach and Rocky come in and they're just like, all right, time for old times. Zach busts out his hip hop keto.
Yep.
They just take out all of the putties, no issue. And then Min's just like,
well, like
but what happened?
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. You suck, noob.
You're not a ranger. That's all it was. You're just not a ranger.
You're not
right
a
now
ranger. No.
And then you had... I immediately think back to Dragon Ball Z Abridged. Now shit stomp on a little kid.
See, and then she had the audacity to do it a second time.
And get shit stomped again.
Oh, no. This time, bro, she didn't.
She did.
She got captured.
She did it in front of the worst people you can do it in front of, which is the bosses.
Yep.
You had Rita...
Scissor and Minotaur.
Yes, and they're Robo too.
Yep.
And they're in the most embarrassing situation because beforehand.
What happened to Goldar?
He's dead.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
I'm not. He killed his brother. Fuck him.
Hey, whatever.
Hey, I like him in Power of the Grid.
Okay, in Power of the Grid, he's a good character.
Yes.
Like I had this entire fan fiction reel where some kid gets the power of Goldar and becomes a Goldar Ranger.
That sounds interesting.
This is really...
Two of the bosses are stuck in, like, the most embarrassing situation. They're stuck on a magnet, because robots, right?
I like how they came up with that plan, too.
Yeah.
Like, going Makes back sense. To that plan, it was just like, hey, these guys are made of metal because they're robots. Let's just stick them on a giant metal. That should interfere with all of their stuff. And, yeah, it worked.
It worked. It's like, oh.
Yeah, genius plan by the team. Like, also, the team, we have to say who the team is. Because we've mentioned some of them. Zach, Billy, Rocky, Cat. That's the team right now. We're still missing a Yellow Ranger. One is on her way, but she's out in space with Adam. And that's Aisha.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got four Rangers right now on planet with a wannabe.
Technically, we had five.
Who's it? Okay, technically we did have five. Technically.
Again, took her two times to get it right.
Yes.
Or three times, I should say.
Third try's a charm.
Third time's the charm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Santo Bird.
So, like, that whole plan to, like, get them stuck on the magnet, interfere with their abilities to track them while they're morphed was really good. Really genius. And I like how Billy was saying that not every solution to a problem is to take out that issue.
Yeah.
Like, you don't always have to go to destruction or injure someone. Mm-hmm. You can find another way. But if it does come down to that, best believe I will do it.
So is that why they blasted Robo Rita like they did?
I'm not saying that's not why. Cause, and I'm not saying that's not a big reason why.
Because they got the big gun and was like, yeah.
Zach definitely pulled the trigger on that.
Zach was like, turn that pistol sideways. He said, we're done here.
I'm not even getting the blicky. I'm getting the rifle on this. We making sure you got it.
He did his super. I know that's not Zach, but he did the super from Power of the Grid.
And boom, Robo Rita gone.
He's like, we about to get lit.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, we did tell you the entire story of this. It just took much longer than we told you.
Again.
It's Power Rangers.
That's why I laughed when I said spoilers, because it's literally an episode of Power Rangers.
It's an elongated episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
To be honest, it didn't feel like 55 minutes.
It didn't. It felt more like 40 minutes.
Which was probably like 40 to 50 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. 45 to 50, I think.
I think it was like 45.
Because that includes credits and all. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah.
So it's probably about 50 minutes.
But it was such a good one. And then they, like, the things that they kept bringing back, like the rad bug.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to think that Billy would still have the rad bug after 30 years, did not improve on the design. He was just like, nope, I'm gonna just keep this thing.
I like how they referenced just the certain scenes from the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it?
The very first episode where Trini saved Billy from Fear of Heights.
Yeah, that's like, what
overcome her fear of heights.
Yeah, that's what. Stuff like,
yeah,
you know, they forgot about.
Yep.
But they just brought it back here, which I'm like, that's cool.
What's crazy is I saw that episode probably like 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and was just like, oh yeah, I forgot about this. This is a really good thing. And then they bring it back in the show.
Yes.
Like, great.
Trini's like fighting style.
Mm-hmm.
Like her daughter.
Praying Mantis.
Yes. And Frida just tells you, oh, hey, that's the fighting style your mom did.
Yo, when Rita said that, I was like, oh, Rita knows them. She hates them. She really knows them.
She does. Like, I mean, you've been fighting this enemy for how long?
30 years.
Like, yeah, you would know. Like, yeah, that's the same fighting style as your mother.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, she, it, just all the references were pretty good. Like, I don't know what people wanted from this, but I got what I wanted, which was an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, I got an episode of Power Rangers from my childhood that I can be like, yeah, those are the Rangers that I grew up with.
Yeah.
I was good with that.
That's pretty much what it amounted to.
Yeah, I mean, I was missing a couple of the Rangers being there, but, you know, Tommy and Jason were really big, important figures in the show. So not having Jason there was kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what was going on with him. I didn't look into that.
Yeah.
But, you know, understandably for Tommy, Trini, why they weren't there. It was just good to see the whole team, quote unquote, back together.
And I'll say this right now, because I was thinking this while watching it. Like, it's interesting to see, I'm sorry, I forget the original actor's name for Billy.
David Yates.
It's interesting to see him back and not see the other Rangers back, because he's the one who had the most issues because he was.
Yeah.
That's something else
I wanted to bring up too.
Yeah. I'm surprised he came back at all.
Well, he knows that it was the people who did the production, not the actual fans. And he's one of those people who is there for the fans.
Yes.
He is an actual actor. Like, he wants to do it for them, not for himself.
But he was, like, opposed to it.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I understand. But I'm glad he's coming back.
Yeah, and I'm actually curious about that scene that men saved the gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if they put that in just to be like, hey, we apologize for doing all that to you before.
Can I be cynical?
Please be cynical. Please be cynical.
They did that. No. They did that because it's on Netflix.
Oh,
of course. Because every Netflix original, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, they got that checkbox. Mm-hmm. And if you watch a few, because there's a lot of Netflix originals I watch, and they're pretty cool. But I can't help but to see, oh, we need the gay person to say, I am gay, out of nowhere, have the couple.
Like,
we need to have, like,
the thing,
diversity everywhere, you know, forced diversity.
Yeah, the thing that got me for that was when it was, hey, my boyfriend is getting jumped. And I was like, oh, okay. Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was just okay, this is a normal thing. Wait, this is a normal thing that is happening, but it's not normal in this universe.
Right. But, like, I mean, talk about the scene itself. It was a great scene.
Yeah, it was a great scene.
And I felt like, you know, if you want to talk, like, I believe Netflix does have forced diversity in a lot of their shows. But here, I feel like it was just natural.
Yeah, I don't think that was forced at all.
You can do that. Just don't let this whole thing
just write a character.
Derail the story.
Yeah, just write a character. And then, like, have a dartboard after that for sex, age, height. Or something like that.
Do not let the character's sexuality define the story.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just going to derail everything.
Yeah. Exactly. And with this scene, I don't think it had anything to do with the sexuality of the characters. I think it was just, hey, my boyfriend's being attacked. I need some help.
Right.
That's literally it.
Wasn't he fighting the putties?
Yeah.
It looked like he was fighting them. He
was trying to fight the putties off. Okay. And then she ran, like, she was driving towards him in the rad bug that she stole and ran over putties.
Because, guess what? Gay people can fight too.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah. They know. They know gay foo.
I do not condone that.
You know what?
That is a Professor Zach thing right there.
We ain't in that party.
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for that one.
Anyone, any gay martial artists out there, let us know. You can kick Zach's ass.
Actually, I would love to see that. We could actually put that on our YouTube channel. Please,
like, seriously.
Hit us up.
Yeah, hit me up.
Yeah, they gonna hit you up, all right.
Yeah, that's why I said it the way I said it. I'll accept that joke, because I made that joke first.
Yeah.
I would take that.
They're gonna hit you up in so many ways.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. I will lose that fight and be happy. I'll take full responsibility. Oh,
you'll be very happy.
Oh, yeah, of course, I'm getting hit by a gay man, of course. Yeah, I know. He's quite queer to hit me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in fun, gentlemen, I assure you.
It's all in fun. I mean,
ladies too.
I crack jokes at everybody. So come on, laugh with us. Laugh with us.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Speaking of ha ha's, remember that one time Rita tried to get her old self back?
Bro.
And fused using the Patara earrings?
No.
What?
That last part, no. But that first part, yes. The whole fusion part, no.
Yes.
What? So, that was Rita's whole plan, was to talk to her past self and just be like, hey, here's all the information that you need and power so you can make me better for yourself.
Wait, hold on. Did I make this up in my head? I thought she was going to bring them back. They were going to combine.
No.
And become more powerful.
That's what you brought up in your head.
That's what I thought that was.
Her
plan was, because I watched this twice within 2 days. So.
Okay, I trust you then. I'm like, maybe I just included my own lore into it.
Yeah. So what she wanted to do was meet back up with her old self.
Yeah.
Tell her the events that's going to happen. Give her power so she could, you know, do the things that she needs to win. And then that would make everything better for the Rita that went back in the past. Kind of erasing her, but also making her better.
You know, if this was the comics, that would have worked.
It would
have. And they would have had to find a way to get through.
They
would have had to find a way.
It was right there. Oh, after 10,000 years, I'm free. It's time to conquer. It was like, she was right there. They only did that for the show. If it was the comics, Oh no, Rita would have did that, and the past Power Rangers would have had. Oh, it,
no,
I it have. I have stories. I have a story.
For no, that would be like that. Literally, be their Days of Futures Past.
Yes,
and Trini's. I forget her name. The Trini's daughter.
Min.
Min. She would have been Kitty Pryde. Not Kitty Pryde. What the fuck? Yeah, Kitty Pryde. Right? Yeah,
no, Kitty Pryde. I don't think she would have been Kitty Pryde.
She would have. Because she's the newest. She's the kid. We got reintroduced this character.
But Kitty Pryde wasn't.
About, is that an X-Men Evolution flashback?
No, this is Days of Future Past. Days of Future Past in the comics.
But what about?
But it was Wolverine in the comics. That was the movie.
Wolverine in the movie.
Why am I mixing this up?
Kitty Pryde in the comics.
Yes, that's exact. And I got it right the first time.
Yes, you had it right.
I'm sorry, I'm mixing up the movie and the comic.
Excuse us, everyone. He has been drinking,
and I have the comic. I can literally go read it right now.
I've been drinking more than all y'all, and I'm remembering shit just fine.
If y'all remember shit, whatever happened to Trini's sister? Remember?
Bro, the same thing that happened to the little sister on Family Matters.
You mean Cody's brother?
Go upstairs.
Oh, bro.
Go upstairs.
Never come back.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Go upstairs. But that was all because they was attacking Urkel, man.
Wait a second. She's doing what now?
She's doing... Oh.
Look.
What? Well, was. I don't know if that's currently.
Yeah, I think she changed. Oh, I think she changed
family,
the brand.
Family Matter changed. Yeah. She was. You know,
Jamie Foxworth was her name.
As days go by.
Talking about characters.
It's a simple just, love. The hand emoji.
That is a... Okay, so is that a... That's a whole... You guys are stupid.
You're stupid. I'm sorry. I'm cracking myself up.
No, it's okay. They've been drinking too, y'all.
Yes, we have.
Okay. I am drunk.
Speaking of drinking.
Yes. I'm good. Oh.
No, look on his phone.
Ooh. Nice.
But...
Okay. No. So, but yeah. No. But that plan would have definitely worked if it was in the comics.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, if it was in a movie, too, I think it might have worked.
The reason why I say comics is because they take risks like that.
Oh, okay.
Even though in the comics too, yeah. Movie, yeah, they could have done it in a movie. But I mean, that technically this was a movie.
Yeah, I kind of see it as an OVA.
So? Okay, whatever. But point is, yeah, you're right. They could have done it in a movie as well. Yeah. But
like, I can see how they would have done the whole takeover. That would have been like the mid part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have to be like a 2.5 hour movie. But yeah. It would be. Literally the once and forever storyline up until they got to the dumpster. Then the dumpster storyline after Rita wins, goes back and has her future self become powerful. And then we have the end of the movie with the new 15 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That could work.
Yeah.
But
give me a minute, man.
But yeah, like any final words on this episode of Power Rangers?
I think I need to get my off my ass and get back on Netflix and watch it.
I think I need to watch it because I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, check it out.
I watched it and I watched it again because I was like, I need to review this. But then again, I was like, no, I really just like this. Oh, yeah. Like, it was genuinely...
It was charming.
Yeah, it was very charming. And as someone who grew up with these Power Rangers, it was very touching. Like... Seeing them grown up, doing well, still being rangers and heroes in all of their busy lives.
Yeah.
Dealing with the loss of one of their good friends and having to take care of her child as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a lot of things that growing up and going through life, I've seen happen or have experienced. So, yeah. it's really just, like, relatable for those of us who started out with the OGs.
Yeah, it's definitely relatable.
Yeah, for me, like, God, the 90s.
Yeah, like, it was definitely a relatable series. It was nice seeing everyone back,
mm-hmm.
even though they're all pushing 50.
I just feel bad.
Hey, everyone looks great, you know?
I mean, but there's you got Aisha. What about...
Cat looked better.
Tanya.
Than she used to.
You know, they didn't...
She bro, didn't, I missed... Tanya was...
She didn't want to... No. Situation.
I don't know how many people they reached out to.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Quite a few people. quite a few people did say no, from what I understand.
I think she might have been one of the ones that said no.
Surprised.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if she said no.
I mean, I do got her and Catlin on my Instagram. You know,
okay.
They do.
Oh yeah, they have Instagram pages.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I wish I could use Instagram. It doesn't work very well for my eyes because it just sucks. Well,
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either. But yeah, like they all the range, at least most of them have Instagram pages. Cause I followed a few as well. So some of them are just living life, you know, some are doing other endeavors, you know, things like that. They're all living, doing their thing.
Okay.
So it's nice to see them just live life.
Yeah.
You know, and,
I do really like the fact that the ones that did come back and reprise their roles, it really didn't seem like they changed at all. It's more like, oh, y'all just adults now. Yeah. Y'all not teenagers with attitudes. You're adults with
responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
Yeah. Attitude. So it's like, all right, you all cool. Except Rocky, he's still got an attitude. Like, bro, chill.
To be fair, if you interrupted me in the middle of lunch,
not once but twice,
and then my noodles got cold, I'd be pissed too.
Thrown away.
Oh, they did get thrown away. Alpha
9. Really? Alpha. You know about food and humans. Come on.
Oh, I thought he was Alpha X.
No, he was Alpha 9.
Okay.
They got had one an more Alpha 8. That was another thing that I remember.
They killed Alpha.
Like,
the original Alpha.
Didn't he die?
Okay, that was Alpha 5.
Okay, technically he wasn't the original.
Yeah.
But
iteration.
We're talking technology.
Yeah.
But...
So, you just got the updated version up to 9 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other one went with them in outer space. The one that talked like he's from Brooklyn.
No.
I forgot about that. That was Alpha 7, right?
Yeah, the one that went to outer space with the other Rangers.
Yeah,
that was Alpha 7. He's talking
like
Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's talking like he was from Brooklyn. Hey, yo!
Yeah.
Yo, I'm Alpha 7.
Hey, I'm Alpha 7. What you doing, man? Hey, Rangers, you gotta get out there.
Yeah. You got no point.
Yeah.
You got no point.
I was just chatting my inner Stallone.
Hey, if Alpha 7 wasn't like made for kids, I really think all the cuss words would be said.
So wait, they 4 kids Alpha 7?
Yes. They 4 kids Alpha 7.
Kids Bop.
Hey, yo, what are you kids doing? Like, I could totally see.
Hey, what Alpha you kids doing, like, man?
Yo, the fuck are you doing? Get out there and get the buddies.
Did Joey Wheeler just come out and say, hey, you, look at those. What are those Rangers doing over there?
Hey, Rangers, you gotta get at the power coins.
Yeah, take my red ass black dragon.
That's not a power coin. It's a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Little do you know. It's morphin' time.
Right? Hey, come on, Rangers. It's morphin' time. What you doing? I'm walking here.
Red-Eyes Black Dragon.
Okay, to be fair,
people, I know Brooklynites don't talk like that anymore, but to all the old school Brooklynites, I didn't forget you.
Oh, shit.
I didn't forget you.
Okay.
Oh, also, if you're in Brooklyn, check out Ichiran Ramen.
This is
if you're
be
an
a
introvert
latte.
And you love ramen, it's for you.
This is going to be a latte, Eddie.
It's so good.
Yeah,
oh it is. God. Dude, the ramen's awesome. You don't even got to look at the guy's face.
They have... I think they brought that over from Japan. Because
you don't know.
A lot of
no one else does that like this here. You just sit there, you get your own little isolated booth, you don't got to look at the guy's face, you just got to hear their voice, and you just order your shit.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And eat your ramen.
There's a few places in Japan. I've seen some shorts on YouTube where there's Japanese people who are saying, "Hey, you want to eat some ramen, but you don't want to talk to nobody? Go to a place like this, and you don't have to interact with anyone, not even a waiter."
Oh awesome. Yeah,
it's awesome. But although, if you do want to interact with somebody, at least where I went in Brooklyn, you can just remove a partition. That's how I got to hang out with my sister.
Okay, cool. So it's called Ichiran Ramen?
Ichiran Ramen, yes.
Check it out if you're in NYC.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's all stemmed
from... I'll see you again soon, Brooklyn. Someday.
Yeah, so those are my final thoughts. This is a very good thing to watch, especially if you're...
Yeah, I definitely need to check it out now.
Especially if, you know, you grew up on Power Rangers, the OGs. It's It will touch you. Like, not in a bad way. Like a
so, God damn it. Watch
it. Yeah, it's... When I say it's an episode of Power Rangers, it's an episode of Power Rangers. It gives you all the story points. I did like the storyline. Yeah, how we do pay tribute to those who have fallen. Mm-hmm. I did like the fact that, you know, Min did go through her character arc. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, she is a teenager with attitude, like I joked before, but she literally has that attitude and that baggage of her mom dying and, you know, mm-hmm. just...
She has a reason.
She has a reason. Yeah, and I understand that reason, but also you have to understand what a ranger means.
Exactly. And at that point in her life, she didn't know what a ranger meant. She only knew revenge.
Exactly. Because, like, let's be honest. Draken said it best. Lord Draken. Yes, I'm mentioning the comics again. Lord Draken said it best. Having teenagers with attitude makes for the best soldiers. Their positivity, their naivety, all of it is there that lets them push themselves to the limit and be the best they can be, while also being able to manipulate them to the best in the best way. And in the end, no one really ends out sore, but still, the moral of the story is Zordon's a dick.
I don't think that was the moral of Zori at all.
So basically...
They kind of went against that throughout the whole thing, saying Zordon was more of a mentor and father figure.
So basically, anybody from the Rangers
that's can Jason's go evil. That's Jason's job.
Anybody from the Rangers can go evil, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any Ranger can go evil.
I mean, you can say that for any character ever.
Yeah. I mean, what I would have loved to see, a Sailor Scout go evil.
The Dark Sailor.
Sailor Galaxia, dude.
I was gonna say, I thought that was...
I didn't pay attention to Sailor Moon.
So I mean, what if King...
Sailor Galaxia was the ultimate
evil. She just went evil.
Yeah, like, Sailor Galaxia was like a Sailor Scout of her planet or something, and then she went fucking straight up bonkers. I don't even know too much about Sailor Galaxia. All I know is that she was evil, but Beerus could kick her ass.
I mean, what if Queen Beryl was a planet... Or was something, and she just something didn't go right. And she just went evil.
Well, let's go ahead and end this podcast and hop into our other. So, Brian, take us out.
Thank you once again for listening to the Night Shift Bands. Be sure to check out all of our links, like, share, donate, subscribe,
and comment.
Indeed, we're punching out so you all can punch in and enjoy your night shifts. This has once again been the Night Shift Bandits.
Jeez.
Get the fuck out of here!
Wow.
Shut the door.
Rude?
I'm so rude. Yes, I am! I work hard, damn it.